Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you've never felt like giving up on church, chances are that A, you don't go to church, never have, and think you never will. B, you have found a comfortable place to nap for an hour on Sunday morning and don't want to change a thing. Or C, you are a saint indeed and should definitely be a candidate for a medal when you get to heaven. What you sometimes feel like doing but know you ought not to do is one thing. What you actually do, something else. Everyone at times gets discouraged with what happens at church. The church is not traditional enough, too intellectual, too emotional, irrelevant. It ignores social issues. It is political or not involved enough, or what have you. And the music is too contemporary, not traditional enough. The pastor comes under fire as well. He speaks for too long a period of time, not long enough, not biblical enough, not relevant or what have you. He's a dictator, or he should have more leadership and make his own decisions. He can't win. I'm thinking of the pastor who did his best, but he just couldn't seem to connect. In a single word, he was just boring. So a deacon lovingly took him aside and gave him a CD of the previous Sunday's message. Here, he said, sit down in your study and just listen to this. The pastor agreed to do so. As the deacon left, the pastor put the CD in his player and started to listen, his voice drifting out the open door of the study. 10 minutes later, the deacon peeked around the corner to see what was happening. He found the pastor soundly sleeping, gentle snores emanating from his open mouth. In recent days, a lot of people say they have given up on church, but not on God. They have begun to substitute a variety of other replacements. Some transfer their memberships to TV preachers. Others transfer their allegiance to loosely knit fellowships or Bible studies. But a vast number choose to worship God in nature, on the golf course, at the beach, or meditate over the Sunday paper after they have slept in on Sunday morning. So, why bother with the church? Since time is limited, may I give you several straightforward answers without many subheadings? First, because church attendance is not only the norm of the early Christians, but it is also in direct obedience to Scripture itself. Hebrews 10:25 instructs, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The second reason is that a fellowship of people, the walking wounded, the needy, as well as the spiritually mature. In this, we see something of God's open arms to the masses. Third reason, there's nothing to compare with the worship which comes as voices unite in praise, some on key, some not quite on pitch, but still singing the praises of the Almighty. Singing or humming to a CD, should you even bother, isn't the same as a vast choir of people praising and blending their voices together. Fourth, only in a church fellowship can we encourage each other, at times prod one another toward the right path, and bear each other's burdens as we need to. Sure, you can take a burning brand from the fire and it still glows for a while, but it quickly begins to go out. Only when the logs burn down to the coals is the wood completely consumed. Why bother going to church? You're asking the wrong question. Forget about what the church does for you and start asking, what does God want me to do for the body, His church? I'm part of it, you know.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.